I see the members of the delegation, and then coming downstairs. Any moment from now, this press conference will begin. Let's see if we can join the podium.
Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of the Republic of Liberia, and the two co-chairs leading the United Nations Security Council delegation, Ambassador Susan Rice of the United States of America, and Ambassador Mohamed Lulichi of the Kingdom of Morocco. You may recall that the Council last visited Liberia 3 years ago in May 1979. As you all are aware, the Council's visit is a follow-up on the findings of the Special UN Assessment Mission on the UN Mission in Liberia, UNMIL, which submitted its report to the Council members on April 16. They are also here to review progress in the implementation of the mandate of the UN Mission here. They will provide highlights on the discussions held so far. President Sirleaf will make special remarks to be followed by the two co-chairs of the UN Security Council delegation. At the end of the remarks, because of the tight schedule, journalists will be allowed to ask a maximum of 6 questions, focused only on the visit. I'm therefore pleased to invite the President of the Republic of Liberia, Her Excellency, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, to the podium for remarks to be followed by the co-chairs of the UN Security Council delegation. Madam President.
Once again, I'd like to say a big welcome to the two co-chairs and to the member of the Security Council delegation. They don't visit countries too often, and so we're just delighted that they've included Liberia on this visit. The purpose to assess where we are in terms of the support we're receiving from the United Nations, particularly from the peacekeeping force through UNMIL, to be able to see how our own development has progressed, to understand some of our challenges. And we've outlined them, challenges relating to youth, to infrastructure, to reconciliation, to share with them the progress we made and our plans for our long-term vision. They will have an opportunity tomorrow to continue those discussions with ministers and the heads of other entities to get more details regarding the progress we talked about and the challenges we face. We have talked about the UNMIL drawdown and the plans we have to enhance our own capacity to take over the responsibility of ensuring the safety of our citizens and the security of our nation. And so we're very pleased to have had that opportunity for this exchange. And we hope they leave here recognizing Liberia's progress potential as well as our challenges.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, ministers, for your very warm welcome of the Security Council. My colleagues and I are honored to be back in Liberia. As was mentioned, we were last here in 2009, and we're here to show again our support for the people and the government of Liberia. Since we were last here, and even over a longer period of time, it's quite evident that Liberia has made quite considerable progress since the end of the Civil War, and we're looking forward to observing that progress firsthand. We just had a truly excellent meeting with the President and her ministers, and we took that opportunity to commend the citizens of Liberia and the President and her team for the peaceful election that just occurred in November. And we applaud the people of Liberia for the conduct of that in a free and fair fashion. And we applaud the president and her team for the work they're doing, particularly in inaugurating such an ambitious national development and economic agenda, along with many other aspects of the agenda, political, social, and otherwise, that we discussed at great length in our meeting. We certainly look forward to the additional steps that the government intends to take to develop the skills and job prospects of young people who have been affected by war and are seeking skills and employment for viable livelihoods. We also have encouraged the people in government of Liberia to address the security challenges that remain and to continue to build the capacity of the justice and security sectors. The Security Council very much supports efforts towards reconciliation and inclusive dialogue to consolidate peace and support the development of civil society, particularly women's groups. We further want to extend our appreciation to the United Nations mission in Liberia and its efforts to promote peace and security, as well as to the United Nations country team and the Peace Building Office. During our visit, we look forward to focusing on a number of issues. We're very much looking forward to visiting Kortu Town tomorrow and to seeing a quick impact project supporting alternative livelihoods for women. We'll visit the National Police Training Academy for a discussion of the state of the rule of law, and we'll follow that with a visit to an UNMIL camp where there is a formed police unit. We'll also have a valuable opportunity to meet with members of civil society, and we hope the time permits a visit toward the end to the Firestone Plantation. On behalf of my colleagues, I want to thank again President Johnson Sirleaf and the people of Liberia for their hospitality and for the opportunity of this visit. Surely when we return to New York, our experiences here and the insights we gather will be very helpful in informing our judgments as to how we can better support the people of Liberia as it builds and as they build their new future. Thank you.
All right. Ambassador Susan Rice.
Thank you. We had the distinct privilege to listen to Her Excellency the President and to listen to presentation by different ministers. The Security Council, as indicated, is here with a message of appreciation of what has been achieved by Liberia and the leadership of Her Excellency, but also with a message of support and optimism about the future of these African countries. As an African member, one of the three African members of the Security Council, we are extremely proud of what Liberia is achieving, and we are optimistic about the future of this country, not only to stabilize, but to have a prosperous future. We listened to Her Excellency indicating that beside the progress that has been achieved, there are challenges, but we are sure that with the determination of the people of Liberia, with the cohesiveness of the society of these people, but also with this very tangible and very rich potential that Liberia has, we are optimistic about the future, and we are convinced that Liberia will become stable, prosperous, democratic, a harmonious society, because this is a very diversified society in terms of confessions, in terms of ethnicities. But we see indications of cohesiveness, indications of unity of this country. We wish you all the best. At the same time, we saw that we have ingredients of a successful story of a good partnership between Liberia and the United Nations. And you know that the United Nations is really looking for success stories that will be extended to other parts where the United Nations needs to solve problems, need to stabilize countries. So all the best for this wonderful country, and we are looking forward to the rest of the visit.
Thank you all very much. Now, on this segment of the question and answer period, I would appreciate that if you're selected, please first call your name and the institution you work for. Thank you.
It's now time for the question and answer. Let's see who is the first.
Yes, my name is Jean Cabotier. I work for the Brazilian TV Global News. First of all, thanks a lot for this opportunity. I came today with the United Nations mission. And I would like to know, until when do you think the United Nations is going to help the country to stabilize?
We've been working with UNMIL on a drawdown plan that has a period of 2 to 3 years. We hope by that time we'll have the capability to safeguard our nation on our own.
Thank you very much. My name is Jacob Pali, and I'm from the Liberia Broadcasting System. When Ambassador Rice was speaking, I heard or acknowledge some of the challenges, but you did not mention the challenges. Could you please tell us some of the challenges based on the briefing you got from the Liberian government? And what advice do you have if Liberia must overcome those challenges to make progress? Thank you very much.
Well, I think as Liberians, you know the challenges better than I do or we do as a council. But obviously, we talked about challenges of economic development and growth, providing adequate education and opportunity for young people, strengthening government institutions, and building the security sector, among other challenges. And I think we were very encouraged by the degree of detailed focus that the president and her ministers are devoting to these challenges. They outlined in considerable depth their plans and priorities, including the budgetary allocations that they intended direct to address a number of these challenges. So I think broadly speaking, feel that their plans are solid, the intention is there, and what is most needed is the cohesion and commitment of all of Liberia's people to shared solutions to these challenges. Thank you.
More questions?
Right, my name is Alfonso Towe, represent Reuters News Agency. You mentioned about progress made thus far since your visit here in 2009. Could you be specific which area progress has been made? And are you talking about security or what else? I just want to take you back to State Department report. Part of it talked about Liberia is not, is still a fragile country. Here you are talking about some progress has been made. Can you be specific which area progress has been made? Second, is not related to Liberia, as to New Guinea-Bissau. What's UN position as it relates to Guinea-Bissau? UN stand on Guinea-Bissau, even though you've imposed sanction on 5 of the makers. Do you think a second round election should be carried out, or do you support ECOWAS stand? Thank you.
Let me briefly just say, with respect to progress, I mean, it comes in many different areas, on the economy, the size of the budget, the government revenues, the success in paying down and dealing with debt. You know, this economy is substantially larger than it was in 2006, and it's substantially larger than it was in 2009 when we were here. There's been significant success in attracting foreign investment. So I think that the economic trajectory is a positive one and a notable one. And frankly, you can see it riding through the streets here, in contrast to 2009. Another area, obviously, is Liberia's democratic development. Having had a successful election in 2011 that was deemed to be by international observers and others to be free and fair, Liberia ran that election for the first time by itself. So that's obviously also an important milestone and indicator of progress. And indeed, the security situation is more stable, despite some very real challenges in the neighborhood, particularly over the last several years with respect to Cote d'Ivoire. So I think, you know, I could stand up here and go on and on, but I think those are three good examples of the progress. Let me let my colleague answer Guinea-Bissau.
About Guinea-Bissau, I think that you are aware of the fact that yesterday the Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution that set the principles of the reaction of Security Council to this issue. The Security Council is calling for the return to the constitutional order and the respect of democracy and human rights. And but also at the same time, they supported all the efforts of mediation and particularly those of the ECOWAS.
Good evening, Mani, a journalist from Pillera, work for Associated Press. My question goes to the two co-chairs. We don't have the opportunity of seeing you or talking to you very often. So I'm just asking about the fate of some former Liberian officials who were placed under the Security Council's sanctions and travel ban during the days of Mr. Charles Taylor. What is their fate now? Where does the Council stand on these sanctions on these individuals since Mr. Taylor has been declared a guilty person? Thank you.
This is an issue that we had an opportunity to discuss briefly. And, of course, the chairman of the Sanctions Committee visited the country last week. We continuously review our sanctions regimes. This is no exception. And when it relates to individuals who have been designated, we do take a look periodically to determine whether those designations remain warranted. And we will do that and continue to do that in this instance.
Yeah, we'll take the final question. What?
My name is Wadi Williams. I work for Frontpage Africa. You said Liberia is now a safe place and you've seen improvement. My question is, how soon will we see sanctions that are remaining lifted on Liberia?
I just answered that one, so I think we should just answer it.
Okay, thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Because of this tight schedule, the guests have to leave.
All right, this is how we end this special press conference. With the UN Security Council delegation visiting Liberia, 15 members, led by the ambassadors for the U.S. and Morocco to the U.N. The press conference has just ended, and a lot of issues were raised, but a few questions were asked and concerning a visit here. The ambassador Susan Rice and ambassador Mohamed Lulichi answer questions from the journalists as they leave for another function, which is about to take place pretty soon. But they talk well in that, saying that the Liberian government, headed by the president of Liberia, briefed the delegation in a meeting and raised some issues and progress that have been made, and also challenges that are outstanding and need to be addressed. And with this, they are also going to be visiting other areas, even beginning tomorrow. And the following day, will be going to Zouedru, Grand Jire County. But not much I do to even... because we have to make sure to catch up. So we want to see if we can go back to studio. But the ambassador talked a lot about progress that have been made in Liberia based on the report that have been given to her and the delegation, but also said that they need to be sustained, and talk about the elections that were